It was an excellent weekend for Czech sport, with great victories for skater Martina Sablíková and skier Lukáš Bauer. The former confirmed her status as favourite to win gold in the 3,000 metres and 5,000 metres at next month's Winter Olympics by taking the all-round title at the European Speed Skating Championships in Norway's Hamar. The world champion was trailing Irene Wüst of the Netherlands going into the 5,000 metres on Sunday, but dominated her favourite event, winning in a time of 6 minutes 59.44 seconds. Speaking after her latest success, Martina Sablíková had this to say about her prospects of repeating it in Vancouver.
I think I'm in good form. We still have our final preparations in front of us, and I believe my trainer will have everything planned out so perfectly that my form improves and peaks at the Olympics. We'll see how it goes.
And fingers crossed, Sablíková can indeed peak at the Olympics and bring home gold for the Czech Republic. The same goes for the cross-country skier Lukáš Bauer, who on Sunday won the Tour de Ski, repeating his first victory in the competition 2 years ago. The Czech had won the 20-kilometre classic on Saturday, but was still trailing Norway's Petter Northug, going into the eighth and final race at Italy's Alpe Cermis, the 10-kilometre pursuit. In the end, Bauer had to call on all his reserves of stamina to pass his rival on the final ascent, finishing in a combined time of 4 hours, 13 minutes, 10.6 seconds.
This weekend was simply sensational from my point of view. All I was aiming for was to try and finish first. Both times I competed against Petter Northug in the Tour before he lost ground to me in the final race. I said before the Tour that I have no fear of the final stage.
Another Vancouver-bound Czech on the podium at the weekend was Nikola Sudová, who came third in the women's moguls in the freestyle skiing World Cup in Calgary. Meanwhile, Tomáš Kraus was third in a ski cross World Cup event in France's Les Contamines, the first time he's finished in a medal-winning position this season. Finally, some tennis news, and Radek Štěpánek, last year's winner of the Brisbane International, was beaten in the final this time out by Andy Roddick. The American won 7-6, 7-6, that despite the fact that Štěpánek had fought back from 4-love down to take a 6-5 lead in the second set. Sunday's results saw the Czech slip from 12th to 13th in the world rankings. That's all the sport for today.